Stay tuned for another Pledge Drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, October 9th. If you missed last week's On Your Money covering college costs, never fear, you will get a crash course this hour. And if you caught the show last week, congratulations, you get an A and you get plenty of new information this week. And now let's welcome in our professor for the seminar, certified financial planner Kevin McKinley. He is managing member of McKinley Money LLC with offices in Eau Claire and Madison, and he is in Madison today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joy.
So last week, Kevin, a goal of it was 200 or something. We doubled that.
We doubled that.
400 pledges last week.
Wow.
So that is phenomenal. I believe it's the record to beat during this fall membership drive. Maybe we can beat it this hour. Should we try?
No, but thanks for asking. That was fun. That was fun. I think we should just... Oh, no.
The goal is 200 pledges during this, our fall membership drive, and you can be the... Well, you can be the second. You can be the second pledger this hour as one pledges in, two pledges in. See how easy this is, Kevin? WPR.org. Go online to make your pledge or 888-202-2552.
Yeah. One of the things that we believe in doing is thanking you on the air for your pledge, but also thanking you with something a little more tangible. And for the past several episodes of the Pledge Drive versions of On Your Money, we've created an On Your Money mini money booklet. And this one is entitled Covering College Cost. And anyone who pledges at any level, $5, $10, $50, $1 million, you get a copy of the mini money booklet covering college cost. It covers everything from before a child is born to after a child leaves school, how to pay student loans off, how to get help paying student loans off, what you should do first, the proper ways to save, what grandparents can do, some of the facts and figures behind paying for college. A lot of the information is very surprising. And one of the reasons I really like putting this information out there, of course, is because when you save for retirement, typically people save for decades for retirement, and then they're retired for decades. And when you're saving for college, you generally have a very short time both to save and an even smaller window to spend it. So it's a much more crucial issue. And for those of you who have either been a teenager or have a teenager, you know that bringing a teenager into the thought process can add a lot of stress to it. And so we put this information out in this mini money booklet so that you can kind of remove some of the stress of both saving and paying for college and then repaying those student loans.
So this is yours for any pledge, any amount during this edition of On Your Money at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we are back this week with more information on saving and paying for higher education expenses as well, Kevin.
Yes, that's right. We've got lots of different issues that we are going to cover. We've got some facts and figures we're going to deal with. But everything, a lot of times people say, you know what, I heard the show. I had a question I wanted to ask about college. All you have to do is pledge $5, $10, whatever you want, and you will get all of the information and more sent to you in the form of this On Your Money mini money booklet covering college costs.
But I understand you have some good news and some bad news on saving and paying for college.
That's right. And there is some good news in the form of degree attainment. In the last 40 years, the number of Americans who have a four-year college degree at least has tripled from 11% of the adult population up to 32% of those 25 and over. It's 36% of women and 28% of men. Also, college degrees still generally give a great boost to earnings. We talk a lot about the expenses. Well, it generally comes back to people in the form of higher earnings. For people 25 to 34 who have a college degree, they make a median income of about $50,000 if they're working full-time versus $33,000 for those who stopped going to school at after they earned their high school diploma. And even the people who are unemployed, you're less likely to be unemployed if you have a college degree. Right now, the rate of unemployment for those who are looking for jobs and have a college degree is about 4% versus 9% of the people who have just a high school degree. And there are other benefits. college degree, you know, this is a causation correlation issue, but people who have college degrees are more likely to vote, to drive safely, to not abuse drugs and alcohol, et cetera. So there's something to be said for just kind of continuing the education whatsoever, and it generally, hopefully, has a greater benefit to society as well.
They also are more likely to listen to public radio.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah, but what's the bad news?
It's all about the cost. Generally, you're looking at kind of a range of sticker prices anyway, from about $22,000 a year for an in-state public school to $32,000 a year for an out-of-state public school to $42,000 a year on average for a private school. And the increase is generally going up much faster than inflation, about 5 to 6% a year. And as a lot of our listeners know, whether it's themselves or someone for whom they care, the unemployment rate is very high for people who just got out of school and in the midst of the recession. About half of the people who graduated from college from 2009 to 2011 had a full-time job in their major. The rest are either underemployed or unemployed. Plus, when people are making this decision in the light of maybe they won't have a really great job the minute they get out of college, they have to think of this. Okay, they're not only giving up 4 years or 5 years or more of earnings that they could get, but they're also the cost. And you're looking at about $150,000 difference between the cost of getting that degree plus your lost earnings versus if you just started working straight out of high school. And so a lot of people are asking, based on the amount of time you have to commit to it and the amount of money, is it really worth it?
Yeah, and not to mention the bazillion dollars in student loans that need to be repaid.
Yeah, bazillion is the latest figure from the government. And actually, the amount of student loans outstanding exceeds the amount of credit card debt outstanding right now. And what's worse for that is student loans, as many people know, are very difficult to discharge in bankruptcy, especially if you've taken out private loans. The good news, though, if you do take out loans to pay for higher education, and we do suggest that you do that, it can be repaid by paying 1% of the balance per month, and you'll generally pay whatever you borrowed off in 10 years. So let's say you get out of school and you've got $30,000 in student loans. Well, if you pay $300, 1% of that amount every single month, you'll generally pay it off in about 10 years. And $300 is $3,600 a year. Generally, people who have a college degree earn much more than that. And then once they are paid off, that college degree goes with you the rest of your life, and hopefully so will the higher earnings.
So what college-related information will we be covering today?
Well, several topics. We're going to talk about the most lucrative majors and the ones where maybe aren't going to earn quite as much as you might otherwise. The best values. There are several different public and private institutions within the sound of our voices which provide a very good value for the cost of education. And we'll talk a little bit about the most rewarding careers. So when people are thinking about school, not just about how much they're going to make, but the level of job satisfaction. And we are even going to reveal the official On Your Money best field of study overall for people to go into.
Ooh, I can't wait. I bet you it's not broadcasting.
But you are exactly right. We're good on. We have plenty of broadcasters. We need no more. We're oversaturated.
Well, if you have a question for Kevin on air, especially if it has something to do with college-related costs, 1-800-642-1234 is the number to join us on air. You can also send an email to onyourmoney@wpr.org. Kevin McKinley is the managing member of McKinley Money LLC, a registered investment advisor with offices in Eau Claire and Madison. Kevin does not intend to provide personalized investment advice through this broadcast and does not represent that the securities or services discussed are suitable for any investor. Investors should consult with their financial advisors prior to making any investment decisions. And Kevin, we have 10 pledges already toward that 200 pledge goal, which I have doubled to 400.
You have that power?
Yes, I do. We are actually going officially to a 200 pledge goal. And if we can double it, Kevin will be happy. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge at Wisconsin Public Radio to support the programming that you value on Wisconsin Public Radio, and to help pay for the programs that you listen to every day, programs that come to you week after week, like On Your Money. You chip in whatever you want, and we have a special thank you gift that Kevin put together for you.
Yes, we do. It's the On Your Money Mini Money Book covering college costs, and one of the reasons I really appreciate all of the people who are generous enough to donate any amount of money during this hour. I don't get any of that money. Joy doesn't get any of that money. Wisconsin Public Radio does not pay anything for this particular premium, and because it can be emailed to you, it costs very little for Wisconsin Public Radio to do this. So it's a very cost-effective premium gift for those of you who are willing to pledge. But the other thing what we like about this is that the money that we raise during this show and all the other hours, and people are generous enough to pledge, helps support other programs that, you know, maybe don't get as great a deal of listenership, but are still very important to listeners, mm-hmm. maybe more esoteric, definitely more intellectually stimulating than this program. That's not difficult to do. Sometimes I think the farm ag report prices are more intellectually stimulating than this program, but we really do appreciate it. And you don't have to pledge just to get the premium. You can pledge just to say I really appreciate what Joy does, what Rob does, what Bill does, what all the people who help get this show going and keeping it on the air really do. So if you can, call now 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org, and we appreciate any amount that you can give whatsoever.
Yes, and maybe this isn't the most intellectually stimulating program, though I think it is. It's one of the funniest programs, too. Kevin is witty. He knows what he's talking about, and he puts it in a way that we can all understand, including financial dunce like me. So if you appreciate learning about personal finance issues week after week from Kevin McKinley and enjoy listening to this program, and I know you do because you tell me all the time that this is one of your favorite programs, you can make a pledge in support of On Your Money right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And help us reach this goal of 200 pledges during this hour and pick up a copy of Kevin's mini money booklet, covering college costs for your pledge of any amount. Maybe that pledge is $50, maybe it's $500, maybe it's $5,000 or somewhere in between. But do make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, several listeners have asked about the wisdom of getting a credit card for a college student or a young adult who isn't in college, for that matter. Is this a good idea?
It can be, in part because of the reason that these young adults typically ask for the credit card to cover emergencies. What happens if my car breaks down or I'm stranded someplace and I need to get home? It can also be useful if it's used to track spending so kids can see where their money is going. They get a report every single month wherever their plastic was used, and responsible use of it can help build the credit rating, which they will need later on to maybe, you know, get a loan of their own, or it'll help them, if they have a good credit rating, get a job, get lower health insurance premiums, homeowners insurance premiums, auto insurance premiums, get a cell phone, be able to rent an apartment. All those things that we generally want young adults to be able to do are helped if they have a good credit rating. But if they charge too much, or they don't pay it off, or they get into really bad habits, it can hurt their credit rating, and they can get into even deeper trouble because of that.
So what should interested parents do? Where should they start?
Well, many of these adults requesting a credit card from their parents are in college, so let's continue their education with some credit education. Talk with them about their credit score, what it means, and how important it is that it can affect their employability and what they pay for all these different insurances. And a good place to start with that is go to myfico.com, myfico.com, myfico.com. And for a small fee, you can not only get this young adult's credit score, but they have a simulation tool that can show you what happens if you charge a bunch of money up, or you miss a payment, or you pay it off on time, or you take out a loan that's more than you can afford, what it will do to your credit score, and then what it will cost you down the road in the form of higher interest costs, etc.
And after that?
They can get a card for the kid or put the kid on as an authorized user of the parent's card whatsoever because of some welcome changes to the law, quite frankly. It's much harder for young adults to get a credit card on their own, and especially if they don't have any income. So the parent involvement can be a co-signing for the card. The parents should definitely be on as an interested party onto the account because there's a decent chance if the kids do screw up, the parents might be responsible for it and want to monitor the activity in the meantime so that it doesn't get out of hand. But just make sure that if it is in the kid's name or the kid is involved, that the payments are made on time and with the threat that if the kid is responsible for the payments, say, hey, you can have this card, but if you miss a payment on this, we're going to cancel this and you're done and I'm not going to authorize any future use for you. So it's a tool, but it's also a privilege.
Well, what do parents do to make sure that their child is only using a credit card with their approval?
Well, this is when it goes past the trust but verify stage, and that's to freeze the kid's credit report. You have to go online and contact each one of the major credit bureaus, and it costs a small fee, but you freeze the kid's credit report, and that will keep the kid from opening up, take on any new debt that you don't know about. It's a small fee to do it and a small fee to thaw it out if the kid does want to get loans down the road. And then it can help you monitor the kid's report as well once it's frozen. And you can start by going to privacy.wi.gov, and that will give you information on how to freeze a credit report if you are a Wisconsin resident. And we also created a tiny URL. If you go to tinyurl.com/CRFreeze, that will tell you how to freeze the report if you're in a state other than Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was at the nearby store on campus the other day, and I saw a student using a credit card to get a Diet Coke and some item of junk food at the store.
Shrewd, very shrewd, and got points and miles. And yeah, remember, this isn't as prevalent as it once was, but even I can remember several decades ago coming onto college campuses and getting bombarded with T-shirts and get a free pizza, sign up or whatever for that, and then go on spring break and then don't pay it back, and then your life is ruined.
I suppose buying the Diet Coke is better than charging up the spring break vacation, so that's one thing. Kevin, 33 pledges right now toward that 200 pledge goal, so they're racking up, and you can be one of them at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make a pledge of any amount to support On Your Money, to support Wisconsin Public Radio and all of the programs that you value during this, our fall membership drive. And for any pledge, every pledge, any amount, Kevin has his mini money booklet covering college costs as your thank you gift.
That's correct. And some people said last week, Jay, they said, Kevin, I wanted to pledge during the show, but I also didn't want to miss out on the information that you and Joy were discussing, so I didn't get a chance to get in. First of all, the show is rebroadcast every evening, Tuesday evening at 9 o'clock. Second of all, it's online at WPR.org. You can go, or you can go to our website, onyourmoney.com, and get a link to the broadcast as well. And all of the information that we're discussing, all of the pertinent information, is contained in the Mini Money Booklet covering college costs. So if you're worried about missing out on something important, that's very rarely a problem with this show. But especially right now, if you just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552, pledge now, and you'll get a copy of the booklet. Then, best of all, you don't have to listen to the rest of the show.
And thanks to Bill from Eau Claire, who pledged recently and says, I know it needs to be supported. I love it. And do you know Bill from Eau Claire by any chance, Kevin?
Would he be, is that the Bill from the AA meetings or different one?
But remember, don't you have a special, some sort of special deal for anybody with the name of Bill?
Money name, Bill, money name, Cash, Bill. Penny, Buck, all of those. Yes, we'll have a special, we'll send you two emails of the Covering College Cost Mini Money Booklet.
There we go. Join Bill and all the other listeners who value all of what they listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and in particular On Your Money during this hour. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. There's no pledge that's too small or too big. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us reach this goal of 200 pledges during this hour. We have 36 so far. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Yes, money is on our mind. This is On Your Money, and this is our fall membership drive. I'm Joy Cardine with financial planner Kevin McKinley, and we are here to ask you for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio by making a pledge at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. And Kevin is here to share information and advice on your money. We're focusing on covering the cost of a college education or higher education during the special pledge drive edition of On Your Money, because that is the special thank you gift this hour as well. It's the Mini Money Booklet covering college costs, which is yours for any pledge of any amount during this hour. And we have callers who have questions too, Kevin. So let's go to Farhad in Madison first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, what is your question?
I have a question with regards to saving for college. I heard a comment the other day by somebody. I said, oh, so you've saved for college. He said, oh, it's not good to save at all because then you don't get any financial aid. So what's the role of financial aid, and if you have saved for college, you know, so are you, I mean, should one save every last penny needed, or what is the role of financial aid?
Thank you. Are you penalized at all if you saved for college, Kevin?
Not penalized so much. In terms of financial aid, yes, accumulating a huge amount of money can affect the amount of need-based aid that is rewarded. But need-based aid is usually a very small amount. It's generally awarded more by private colleges rather than public schools. Most actual financial aid that most students use comes in the form of subsidized loans. And so it's better to save the money and make sure it's there for it, rather than don't save anything and try to game the system enough where the school just writes a big check. Plenty of people do get need-based aid, but it's often because the cost of the education is higher than the amount of money that they have. That said, there are some better ways to save than others. First of all, parents should save for their own retirement first and college second. Second of all, you should not save any money in a child's name, because not only will that money be looked upon most favorably by the financial aid office before they award any need-based aid, but that kid can use that money technically whenever he or she reaches adulthood for any reason he or she wants to. So if you are going to save money and you do want to earmark it just for higher education expenses, you may want to use a 529 college savings plan. Wisconsin's version is the EdVest, but you can use that at any school for any child in any state, and you can use any state's plan for that matter. So save for your own retirement first. Generally, parental assets, money kept in the parent's name, for example, using the parent's Social Security number, is counted very low compared to money that's kept in the student's name or the child's name. So usually it's better to keep as little in money, in the child's name as possible. And I do encourage people to take advantage of subsidized student loans and even unsubsidized student loans, especially if they come from the federal government, because it's better to keep the cash on hand and take the loan out while you can get it. And then if you could get through school and the money's still there, then you can always pay the loan off. But otherwise, if you need the money for something else, it's tough to go back to the school and say, hey, we wrote you a check for our kid's freshman year. We could have borrowed money at that time. Can we get that loan now? Highly doubt that they'll give you that information.
Thanks very much for the call. 48 pledges so far toward that 200 pledge goal. So thanks very much. You can pledge too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can join Stephen from Madison, who pledged and says, as someone who calls into Wisconsin Public Radio shows to spout off or ask a question, I decided it's time to put my money where my mouth is. Way to go, Stephen. I encourage all other spouters to do the same.
Spouters unite. You have a platform here to spout, but you need to keep that platform up and running so that you can spout in the future. So, yes, thank you, Stephen. That's a very intelligent comment.
That's right, Stephen. Thank you so much. You can join Stephen and many other listeners who have decided to become contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio, members of Wisconsin Public Radio, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us meet and, I hope, exceed this goal of 200 pledges during this special pledge drive edition of On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with certified financial planner Kevin McKinley, and our next caller is Linda in Green Bay. Hi, Linda.
Hello. That other caller might have asked around the same type of question, but I have a son who wants to go to be an electrician. So it's a trade school or a technical school. How do I go about looking for, and our financial status is probably, you know, we could pay for his college, but is there any other way to get him to help with his own education?
Yes, and if we'll also answer how to get him to eat his vegetables and make his bed every morning as well, too. And that's a great question, and good for him. That's a noble trade. How far away is he from attending this school? How many years out is he?
He's a senior this year.
Oh, great. One thing, would you guess he'd be going to an accredited school? Like, is it a technical college or?
Yeah, he's looking at MATC in Milwaukee.
Excellent. What you want to do, Linda, is go to FAFSA. .ed.gov, FAFSA.ed.gov, and we'll have that website along with all these websites that we mentioned on the show up at onyourmoney.com later on today. That is the federal financial aid form, and that's really where all financial aid awards start. And you fill out that form on soon after January 1st of while your child is in theory a senior in high school, and that will determine what loans he can qualify for. And then you can also contact the school's financial aid office and say, well, you know, here's what we're planning on doing. What should we be doing right now to make sure that any aid that is available, we're qualifying for it? And that will give you an idea of how to do it. And you know, I'm a firm believer in kids having skin in the game when it comes to paying for college. But I also believe that their first duty at this time in his life is to get through school with as much learning and as high a grade point average as he possibly can. So I'd like him to participate for it. But the way I'd like him to participate is saying, all right, get through school. We'll help you. Once you're out, you get this really good job, then you can start paying the loans off rather than having him work a lot and affect his academics. So go to FAFSA.ed.gov and then also contact the school directly and say, I'd like to speak to the financial aid office, and their entire your job is to help you figure out how to pay for this education.
Good luck, Linda. Thanks very much for the call. Kevin, I forgot that after last week's show, the Private Colleges Association in Wisconsin sent me some information and said, hey, tell Kevin to not forget about private schools in Wisconsin. There are many fine private colleges like Ripon and Beloit mm-hmm. and you know, St. Norbert in De Pere. But I didn't give it to you. I didn't give you the information.
Oh, I received it.
Oh, did you receive it?
Yeah, this
too?
Is one of those things that we really appreciate listener input, even the negative input. We tear it up and throw it away, but we appreciate it, the opportunity to tear it up and throw it away. The negative, we have positive stuff we frame, and the negative stuff we.
Do you go about things any differently if you're planning on your child attending a?
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. There are some very good private schools. We'll talk a little bit about how you know the sticker shock of the private school tuition is often not what people actually pay for the cost. And I received another one from another on a similar topic from someone that said, "Hey, I listened to." On the Money with Kathleen Dunn regularly, and I have some thoughts about the notion of higher education. And
listen,
I said,
every week, don't
uh-huh,
they?
That's yeah. right. So, no, we're going to discuss that, but it's a salient point.
I'm Joy Cardine, not Kathleen Dunn, with Kevin McKinley, Certified Financial Planner, Managing Member of McKinley Money, LLC. And we are talking about your money, and we're talking about covering the costs of a college education, saving for and paying for a higher education. And you can join us if you have a question for Kevin at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So with the soaring cost of college, Kevin, families really do need to be paying more attention to getting what they're paying for, I assume.
That's right. And it's generally a very valid goal. For people to spend an awful lot of money on, but sometimes they need to know that they're getting a good deal. And the listeners to On Your Money can appreciate this. You know, when we talk with people about the kind of cars they drive, generally our listeners do not brag about the kind of car they drive. They brag about how many miles they have on the odometer. And you can use the same kind of approach when you're talking about paying for higher education expenses. So when you're looking at an institution, check out some of the independent analysis to see if it's something where you're going to pay a lot of money. Does the school generally give value for that great deal of money. Now, it obviously depends on the student and the student's drive and experience, et cetera, but there are many Wisconsin schools, both public and private, that these independent bodies have awarded a good value seal of approval.
All right, well, let's start with the public ones.
Okay, in general, you know, you can, it's one of the great things about living in Wisconsin, is the public universities here, it's hard to go wrong by getting a degree from a UW-blank school, and whether it's two-year or four-year, whatever, especially because the cost of living in Wisconsin is relatively low, and about half the cost of going to college for many students is the cost of living. So you can live in a safe area and have a decent place to live and get a UW education. That said, the Princeton Review and Kiplinger have highlighted three different UW system schools consistently as being exceptional values. It's UW-Madison. That was actually number five on the Princeton Review list nationwide. But also UW-Eau Claire and UW-La Crosse also get very good values for their students getting a good value for the money they pay.
Excellent. What about the private colleges and universities in Wisconsin?
In the same review, several names keep showing up. Beloit College is often noted, and Marquette University as well. And then Lawrence University in Appleton also gets very good grades as well.
But going to a public school is usually quite a bit less expensive than going to a private one?
If you just check the price, that would seem to be the case. But once you finally narrow down to what you and your student will actually be paying, it's not always. Public, and especially going in-state, is less expensive. And as we mentioned, the lower cost of living. Public out-of-state is the next version of it. That's about $30,000 a year on average. And then private does have a higher sticker price. It's usually about $40,000 or so. However, there's usually a lot more financial aid that's awarded to students attending private school, and it tends to narrow the gap in the total cost. Harvard even gives financial aid to about 60% of the students who get into it, and it's not even need-based aid. It's often just merit aid whatsoever. And I even had some clients who were sent, they had two sons. One was going to Carleton, one of the most expensive schools in the country. The other one was going to Minnesota. The net cost of what they were paying to Carleton was actually less than what they were paying to the University of Minnesota, even though Carleton's at least twice as expensive as going to the University of Minnesota, even with the in-state tuition. So we'll talk more about this as time goes on, about the ways to minimize the cost of it. But don't always be scared away by, say, oh, you can't go to, you know, a Ripon or something like that just because the stated cost is so high. The actual cost is usually much lower, and if you like the smaller institution and you like more, you know, I went to UW-Madison. My opinion, the goodest school in the Big Ten. But I also had, you know, 480 people in my intro to econ class, and needless to say, the professor did not have each one of us over for dinner, you know, to sit and talk about our dreams and goals.
Yeah, I went to UW-Stevens Point in part because I was able to get on a radio station, which was not the case at UW-Madison. But a listener in Oshkosh emails, our daughter is in her second year at UW-Stout. If my husband gets transferred out of state for his job, will we have to pay out-of-state tuition for her remaining years at this college?
That's a good question. I would check with the school for the circumstances. And there are policies in place, but schools, whether they're public or private, recognize that families have very different situations going on, and we get this a lot with you know, families going through, single parents or whatever, saying who should be responsible for filling out the financial aid, etc. So check with the school and say if this happens, understand what it is, and will that have an effect on our situation? Generally, I would think not, but it's good to check with the individual school first.
Well, we have 65 pledges now toward that 200 pledge goal.
All right, keep it
that
coming,
people. That is great, but 135 to go to reach our goal. Doable. It is doable, even though we have just 18 minutes or so left in the hour. All you need to do is go to WPR.org and make your pledge of any amount, or call 888-202-2552, and you make your contribution of any amount, and Kevin will send you, or we will send you, Kevin's booklet, covering college costs.
That's right. And just to be clear, thankfully, I am not responsible. I don't see who pledges. I just see the numbers for this. Wisconsin Public Radio has all your information, and I don't see it whatsoever, but you'll get it right away. It's already prepared. It's about 16-page booklet. It covers everything that you need to know and get started on, whether it's, you know, prior to the birth of a child or even after you've graduated or you have a child who's graduated, how to manage the student loans or how to make the most of that education. And what a lot of people don't know, if we don't reach our goal here, we will reach it. But if we don't, you and I have to actually do dishes in the WPR employee break room.
I hate when they do that to us.
It's fair. It's part of the contract. I understand it. So please, we're not very good at doing dishes. So go online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And people who pledge at any level, $5, $10, $50, $100, if you pledge over $1,000, we will send you two copies. How's that sound?
There we go.
The On Your Money mini money booklet covering college costs, everything you need to know. And thank you very much to the 66 people who have pledged so far. The rest of you, once you get to work or whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing for 5 minutes. Call in 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org to pledge now.
And our pledge to you as well, Kevin, is always when we reach our goal, it is our promise to do an all questions answered session.
That's correct.
Next week.
And we like to do that in part to thank you for reaching our goal, but also because we don't get enough time to answer questions during these pledge drives. So when we reach our goal, send your question in to onyourmoney@wpr.org or kevin@onyourmoney.com, and we'll get to every single question we possibly can over the show next week. And that's our way of thanking you for your patience and your support of On Your Money and Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to Susan from Amherst Junction. She pledged recently and she said, "I've just started listening to On Your Money and I really appreciate it."
Well, yeah, that'll change after two or three episodes.
We caught her early.
Yeah, good. That's right.
And we really appreciate your support, Susan. It's really critical. It's needed and much appreciated. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley, and this is On Your Money on the Ideas Network.
I study nuclear science. I love my classes. I got a crazy teacher. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better.
Can you name this group, Joy?
You know, I can. I'm really shocking myself here. This is Timbuk 3.
Yeah, they have some Madison connections, I believe.
Yeah, they
I
do, think, and a Green Bay connection, too. Mm-hmm. I lived in Green Bay for a while, and Green Bay residents were very proud of Timbuk 3.
Mm-hmm.
And your future's so bright, you gotta wear shades. And I think that's our outlook in terms of the pledge drive, Kevin. 69 pledges so far toward that 200 pledge goal. We might be biting our fingernails a little bit.
Let's just bite our own fingernails. But yes, you're right. We are a little shy of our 200, but they're starting to come in fast and furious. This happens every single time. People are driving to work. They're stuck in traffic. They say, I want to get this. And we always get this huge rush at the end of the hour. It's very gratifying, very satisfying. But if you do have the opportunity to go online at WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552, do it now, because I do know that the phone get jammed in the last 10 minutes when people really start calling in. They say, "I just got into work, or I just dropped the kids off at school, or I just woke up, and I would like to pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio to say that I appreciate On Your Money." Or I'll pledge if On Your Money gets off the air for a while, which we will in a couple weeks, but we'll take a week off. But call 888-202-2552 or go online at WPR.org. And pledgers at any level get a free copy of the On Your Money mini money booklet covering college costs, everything you need to know to save, pay for higher education expenses, qualify for the most financial aid you possibly can. Great thing about this, Joy, as we mentioned last week, we love doing these mini money booklets in part because if you pledge $10, $20 from this, theoretically and ideally and likely, you are going to save much more than that in money. You get a great return on mm-hmm. your investment. And even if you go through the entire thing and shockingly say, "I already knew all this, I am already doing all this," you'll get the relief and the satisfaction of knowing that you are already doing everything you possibly can to get the most money to pay for higher education expenses. And we think that peace of mind is well worth it. So go online at WPR.org or call 888 888- 202-2552 right now.
I love this pledge. Kevin, Brian, and Breland from Decorah, Iowa pledged this morning, and they made that pledge in honor of their one-year-old daughter.
Aww,
so making an investment in the future for their one-year-old daughter.
And she said she'd rather have the money instead.
That's right. But it's still, she's going to get a little bit of an education from Wisconsin Public Radio. We certainly hope so. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And really, people, Brian and Breland might also be starting saving for their daughter's college
education.
Yeah,
that's right. And I'll tell you what, we get a lot of people who come to us in, either on the show or in our private practice and say, you know, my kid is 16, 17, I need to scare up some money for college. And the sad fact of it is what people really need to do to get the most bang for the buck is to take some of these steps when Brian and Breland are going to by getting this information. So I want to hear from them 17 years from now and say, hey, we did some of these things, it worked out, we had a lot more money than we thought we would, than we otherwise would have. So thank you, Brian and Breland. Good luck to you with your daughter. Please call now, 888-202-2552, or go online at WPR.org. Pledge any amount whatsoever, $5, $10, $20. Just a significant gesture on your part to pledge something. And everyone who does pledge will get a free On Your Money mini money booklet covering college costs.
And, you know, Kevin, my lovely niece, one of my lovely nieces, I should say.
No, not that one, the lovely one.
Oh, no, yeah. I have many lovely nieces, but one of my lovely nieces had a baby just about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go visit her, in fact, out in the Baltimore area next month. And I'm wondering, if I was really a great aunt, would I be putting some money aside for...
With a lowercase g, great aunt?
Yes.
Yeah, you could. You could open up a 529 account for any person. You can open up a 529 college savings account for yourself, and you maintain control over that money. And if it's a near relative, an immediate relative, you can get a state tax deduction on using the EdVest 529 account if you are a Wisconsin resident. It's not significant, but it is a state tax deduction, and it's only on a deposit that's up to $3,000 per person per year. But yeah, that can be a nice gesture too, and she'll remember it and greatly appreciate it 18 years down the road.
And I appreciate that we now have 92 pledges toward the 200 pledge goal. You can pledge too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And all of this great information that Kevin is sharing during this hour is in the booklet, Covering College Costs, which is your thank you gift for a pledge of any amount, any contribution that comes in during this hour at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, we've been talking about picking the right school, Kevin, and paying for it. Then there's the question of which major would offer the most bang for the buck as well. That's another question.
Yeah, there are two words in a major that determine if you're going to make a lot of money or not very much money at all when you get out of school. The one that determines if you're going to make a lot of money is the word engineering. Chemical engineering, aerospace, electrical engineering, mining, metallurgical, mechanical, marine engineering, petroleum engineering, all of very high demand right now and are expected to continue to be do so over the next several years. And the salaries for graduates who can get a job range somewhere from $80,000 up to $110,000 per year starting salary for people with those degrees. Now, you can't just say, well, I have no interest in that stuff. I really don't have a talent for it, but I'm going to go into that. It's a grind. It's very difficult coursework. There's a lot of demand for people getting into those classes as well. So don't go into it just for the money, but if you can have a major other than maybe, you know, like model railroad engineering. That's the only engineering I think of that you're probably not going to make a very good living when you get out.
Well, what majors are near the bottom of the pay letter?
That significant word in the name is the word arts. Studio arts, visual arts, drama arts, performing arts, theater arts, graphic arts. Generally, the supply and demand in those fields is not as high. There still is a salary for those people, and it ranges from $30,000 to $40,000 per year for the people who are lucky enough to get a job with that major. Also, counseling, social work, or religious studies generally have a much lower starting salary if they are able to get a job when they get out of school.
But you know, Kevin, you can't choose your work based solely on the income, can you?
As people in Wisconsin Public Radio demonstrate on a regular basis, the website PayScale said, well, yeah, we understand that. We want to say We want to find out who has the highest degree of satisfaction with their particular career. And ironically enough, the ones who said they were most satisfied with their job are many of those people who are in the lower paying majors. Medical research is a higher paying one, but education, jobs with medical interaction with patients, and theology and biblical studies and social work and counselors all reported a very high degree of satisfaction with their jobs, even if they weren't necessarily making a ton of money from it.
I think because you feel like you're making a difference.
Yes, and that's correct.
That really
hopefully
does.
A positive difference.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I know we have a little bit more to go here, but we crossed the 100 pledge mark, 109.
Here they
we
come.
We have 6 minutes to go, and we can do this. This is doable, a 200 pledge goal. So if you've been thinking you're going to make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and you're a regular listener of On Your Money, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we will send you Kevin's booklet covering college costs for each and every pledge, no matter what the amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. So, Kevin, given all of this, all these different factors to consider, what is the best major to pursue?
Well, in terms of employment growth, you're looking at, obviously, healthcare, technology, and marketing are the fastest growing fields. But in terms of the cost of the education, the benefit, the pay, the demand for the future, employment opportunities, and the high level of satisfaction, the best major for people to pursue right now and going forward is nursing.
Really?
Yes.
All right. There we go. I have one of my lovely nieces pursuing nursing.
And the reason I'm so glad to hear that is I plan on getting old, and probably going to need lots of nursing care, nursing
and
home, all those kinds of things. So thank you very much, those of you men and young men and women who are willing to pursue that field.
And that is that's good to know. So you can help us stay healthy here at Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of support in the next 4 minutes. This is On Your Money. I'm Joy Cardine with Kevin McKinley. Kevin is here just about every single Tuesday sharing, for free, I might add, his wit and his expertise, his personal finance knowledge. You can call in and ask your questions or email us, and every single week you learn something about money matters. Now, it's your money that matters. Our pledge drive needs your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us reach the 200 pledge goal. We are at 118 pledges, Kevin.
Keep it coming, people. Thank you very much for those of you who have pledged. And those of you, one of the reasons we really enjoy doing this is when we have this pledge drive during On Your Money, we get a lot of new pledges, people for the first time to Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's very gratifying because it's one thing for the sustaining members who say, hey, I'm with Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been there since the old days when it was WHA. I listened growing up as a kid. Those people are obviously a great part of this organization, but we love bringing new people into the fold, and so far we've brought in 64 new pledges, new members to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. We really appreciate it. If you've been thinking about doing it, now is the time to become a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio family. You can do it by pledging any dollar amount, $5, $10, $50, $100, any dollar amount, WPR.org, or dial 888-202-2552 now.
Thanks to Jeremy from Washburn, who says he pledged because we should all pay our fair share. Thank you, Jeremy. And Sally from Eau Claire made her pledge specifically for Kevin McKinley. So, all right. Thank you, Sally.
She can become a member of our cult that we're forming up there.
There right we now. Go. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge. Help us reach this goal, and we will send you for your pledge, whatever amount it is. And remember, you decide. There is no pledge that is too little or too big. Covering college costs, the On Your Money mini money booklet, that is yours for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. They're coming fast and furious. Thank you so much. Up to 130 now, still 70 shy in the last few minutes here. Go to WPR.org. or call 888-202-2552 to pledge. And for the 130 of you now who have pledged, thank you so much for listening, and thank you very much for your very tangible demonstration of your support of Wisconsin Public Radio and On Your Money.
And next week, we will have an edition of all questions answered, because we didn't get to too many phone calls or emails during this hour. We will get to many, many more next week. But now, time for you to pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Kevin, you're going to have the websites of the week up on...
It's the fire hose of college savings websites. We're at onyourmoney.com. We'll have all the websites you need to know about financial aid, saving for college, paying for college, how to deal with paying off student loans, how to judge your cost and everything. But you have to pledge now, WPR.org.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge. Help us reach this goal of 200 pledges. Keep calling through the news. We'll be able to tally those up in the On Your Money column, and we'll be able to send you the booklet covering college costs. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network.
Wisconsin will elect a new U.S. Senator this fall and at least one new U.S. Representative. The control of the state legislature is up for grabs, and of course there's the race for president. We'll be covering the issues and the candidates on our Ideas Network talk shows, giving you an opportunity to ask your own questions and to hear the views of others. And we'll post all of our coverage on our election website, wisconsinvote.org, your one-stop shop for election information, wisconsinvote.org.
Support for WPR comes from the 19th Fall Art Tour, 54 artists at work, demonstrating in their studios in and around Mineral Point, Spring Green, and Baraboo. Artists welcome visitors to their studios October 19th through 21st. Details at fallarttour.com.